USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the CDC says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to play down the severity of the coronavirus threat. Dr. Robert Redfield also dismissed an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is accusing President Trump of not taking the coronavirus seriously enough.
He continued to lie about COVID-19. He doubled down on the catastrophic mistakes that he's made. And perhaps, worst of all, he's made clear that he still doesn't have a plan to bring us out of this crisis.
Biden again speaking from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. He also says President Trump is not accepting responsibility for the response to the ongoing outbreak. Final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 37 points to finish at 2832. USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great. Absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have since I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Senator Mike Lee from Utah joined a growing number of lawmakers calling on the Department of Justice to carry out an investigation into Netflix over the recent release of the controversial film Cuties. The Republican lawmaker wanting the DOJ to investigate whether children were exploited or taken advantage of during its production.
A movie like this doesn't make itself. They had to use minors in order to produce this material. And the blatantly sexualized manner in which these little girls had to perform in order to do this itself makes the case. It does amount to child sexual exploitation on its face.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten season set to resume October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A powerful Minnesota Police Association is pulling its endorsements of several Democrat state legislators in the state after a radical Democrat framer labor candidate shouted expletives outside Minneapolis Police Federation President Bob Kroll's home. Minnesota State House candidate John Thompson stood outside the police union leader's home and gave an expletive-laden speech to a Black Lives Matter demonstration. Brian Peters, Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, telling Fox News,
law enforcement is appalled at the behavior of John Thompson. And, you know, for him to go up into a neighborhood and call for it to be burned down and then beat a pinata of a female reporter in their driveway is just beyond me. And the fact that he has yet to come out and really give a sincere apology is really a slap in the face.
Head of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to downplay the severity of the coronavirus threat. Redfield also discusses an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House.
At no time has the scientific integrity of the MMWR been compromised, and I can say that under my watch it will not be compromised.
Redfield testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.